It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Golden Globe nominations were announced yesterday morning, and everyone seems to be talking about the snubs. So I'll tell you who the actual nominations are, but first the snubs.
Snub me, please.
Oh, let me snub you all night long. Okay, so Ryan Gosling was not nominated as Best Actor for his role as Neil Armstrong in First Man, which was also not nominated as Best Drama. Black Panther was nominated for Best Drama, but stars Chadwick Boseman and Michael B. Jordan were denied Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor nods. A Quiet Place earned rave reviews, but the horror film directed by and starring John Krasinski only received a nomination for Best Original Score. I thought that sucked. That movie was one of the most incredible movies of the year, in my opinion. So freaking good. Watch it on your on-demand or something.
Let's imitate that movie.
This Is Us was completely shut out. They didn't get anything for anything.
All right, that's it. Pork chop, handle the garbage. I cannot go on when this kind of crap is happening.
Though some of the stars received acting nods, The Handmaid's Tale was not nominated as Best Drama. Robin Wright may have also gotten a serious upgrade in the final season of House of Cards, but didn't get her Best Actress nomination. And the noms were also revealed yesterday morning.
I don't even care anymore.
So this is real short. Vice walked away with the leading six nominations, and then I guess we also have A Star Is Born, The Favorite, and Green Book with five nods apiece. So those are the biggest movies. So A Star Is Born, we all saw that together. That was
loved
amazing.
It.
Sophia Richie is uncomfortable after Kourtney Kardashian keeps posting family photos with Scott Disick. One picture featured Kourtney and Scott standing next to their three kids, and the reality star wrote that she was beyond grateful waking up in the same bed as her kids and same house as their father for the holiday. In another photo, Kourtney rocked a kind of a sexy outfit
as she was
laying on the bed with Scott, holding daughter Penelope in his lap as she plays with a smartphone. Sources say that Sophia Richie, who's dating Scott Disick, is not trying to let it get to her, but the photos are making her feel uncomfortable. Would you be upset if the parent of your child that you are no longer with was posting pictures, or sorry, the ex of whoever you're dating and they have children together, they're posting pictures with
the
person you're dating?
I would be very upset unless I said, hey, it's okay to do so.
Yeah, I kind of feel like maybe that is a little disrespectful, even though I think Sophia Richie and Scott Disick are hella weird together and I don't even think they should be dating at all. I do think it is a little disrespectful. He has a girlfriend, right?
They're posting photos together. These are like family photos that you would see.
No, they're not
in a
family
photo
photos.
Album.
She's sexy laying on the bed while he's sitting
you
next
would see,
to her.
She's not trying to be sexy. She's laying on the bed with her daughter.
She just can't help it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
I don't think
gosh.
This is weird at all.
I think it's a little bit disrespectful. I'd be upset. Mm-hmm. I've dated somebody with a kid before, and if their ex was doing that, I'd be upset. And director Tyler Perry wrote a couple of big checks at two Atlanta near area Walmarts to cover the cost of outstanding layaway items that were registered at the store. So he dropped off over $178,000 at one store in Atlanta and $256,000 at another Walmart. All the customers got to collect their outstanding items and just pay a penny at pickup. That's it. Just a penny.
That's incredible.
And Tyler Perry ended up sharing about his good deed, not because he wanted to on social media, but because somebody else had leaked it on social media when he was trying to stay anonymous. Here's what he had to say about it.
I have paid for all of your layaways for Christmas. So Merry Christmas to everybody. I know it's hard times. A lot of people are struggling. I'm just really, really grateful to be able to be in a position to do this. So God bless you. Go get your stuff. Merry Christmas.
All right. Hey, Tyler Perry, if you want to do that, maybe at an Indianapolis or a Houston, Texas Walmart, that'd be cool.
Coming up in less than an hour, Nicki Minaj has a new problematic boyfriend, and I've got some receipts I'm going to drop, okay?
All right. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, excuse me, if your significant other sucked their thumb as an adult and you found out about it, would you be cool with it or kind of weirded out? Our guest for Freak Show Friday is a grown woman who, yes, sucks her thumb. And we're going to talk to her all about it. We have so many questions next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.